Am I the a-hole for letting my boyfriend touch my surrogate bump, upsetting my sister?
I ain't touching it, man.
No, that's her. So, okay. So, OP is
carrying her, sister's
child. And her boyfriend, OP's boyfriend, is like touching her belly.
Up, up, up.
On the surface, doesn't seem too weird for a boyfriend, as long as she's consenting to it.
Is he doing the thing where he like goes up behind her and like picks up her pregnant belly and like relieves her of the pressure for a little bit? Have you seen those?
Trying to help her? Yeah.
Dude, I want to do that one day.
Yeah. You want to be pregnant and have it relieved?
No. Ooh.
Have your own pressure relieved?
No, I want to relieve the pressure for a little bit. Just like, and she'll be like,
it depends on what kind of, you know, is OP okay with it? That's what I want to know. So Big Violet 4390 says, hi Reddit. So last year, I, 29 female, agreed to be a surrogate for my sister. Let's call her N, and her husband, both 27, due to an unfortunate high likelihood of infertility diagnosis in my sister. They didn't have the funds to hire an actual surrogate, and I'm basically the only person they're actually close enough with that has a child, a requirement to be a surrogate. Interesting. Meaning I was essentially their only option. I didn't love the idea at first, but after watching them struggle to conceive for the last 2 years and some light insistence from my sister, I said, okay. They did agree to pay me some form of compensation, but from Googling, it seems like it's maybe 30% of what it would normally cost. Anyway, fast forward to today, and I'm 7 months along, and all has went realistically pretty well. My sister has definitely been checking in on me all the time, but I can't really blame her for that. But the problem occurred a couple days ago. So, a couple months ago, I met a guy at a work event, let's call C, and we hit it off. He has a couple kids of his own, so he doesn't mind anything about my situation, and it's been going really well. Now that we've been together for a couple months, I wanted to introduce him to my sister, so I set up a dinner for the three of us. Originally four, but her husband couldn't make it.
Mm.
My sister picked me up and drove me over since he was going to meet us there, and as soon as I got in the car, I already felt like she was upset, but didn't think anything of it. We sat down at the restaurant and waited until C arrived. He came over, greeted us, giving me a kiss and quickly rubbing my belly. Nothing really out of the ordinary, but I could see my sister's eyes bulge. I was super confused, but didn't say anything about it. We went about our night and she played nice-ish, but was pretty quiet. And honestly, it was a pretty awkward meal. What do you think is going on?
I think she's jealous.
Jealous that what?
Because... what was the reason why she couldn't?
Infertility.
Infertility of her husband or her,
Her.
You think she's jealous because she wanted that to be her?
That's a possibility. I could see that, but I don't.
And then the boyfriend is coming in being like, this is my baby.
Yeah. Maybe
but
she's
it's
like,
not his baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she's thinking that they're getting too attached. I don't know. Let's read on. When we left, I got back in the car and she just unloaded into me, saying how weird it was that he kept touching my belly. And I asked her what the hell she was talking about. And she said that apparently he basically had his hands on it the whole night. And also that it was super weird because it's her baby. I just rolled my eyes and told her, regardless of it being her baby, it was my body, which just made her even more mad. I don't know. She hasn't talked to me in the last 2 days over this. I really don't feel like she has any right to police physical intimacy between me and my boyfriend just because it's her baby I'm carrying. Like, look, I'm pregnant and I have a boyfriend. Obviously, he's going to touch my bump. Am I the a-hole?
Give her some slack, too.
Yeah.
She's like doing a pretty solid favor for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think she's getting a little bit, the sister is getting a little bit rowdy.
Because
your OP, your sister, like, OP is taking on a big burden.
Yeah.
For very little pay, like not getting the full compensation that surrogates usually get, which is awfully interesting.
Yeah. Wait, surrogates get compensated?
Yeah. You get paid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why she said I got paid like 30% of what people usually.
No way.
Because you have to pay for like medical fees and, you know, all of that. There is an edit though, and some relevant comments and an update.
Whoa. $75,000. Per journey.
Yeah.
Between 50 and 65.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense. That makes sense. You're doing like a pretty big, that's a pretty big deal. Pretty big favor. So edit, just because I'm seeing this a lot, baby is not biologically mine. It's her and her husband's. I'm a gestational surrogate. Also, maybe I undersold it in my initial description, but he did touch it a lot more than just when he greeted us. He basically had his hand on it the whole time we weren't eating. I didn't really think anything weird about it, but figured I'd clarify.
Mm.
So she's seeing a lot more. So there is a lot more touching going on.
Okay.
Interesting.
So this is the sister's egg.
Yeah.
And the husband's semen in her.
Yeah, like it's not at all. It's not at all OPs.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Relevant comments though. No System 2510 says, I'm not putting a judgment, but I do just want to say that him keeping his hand on your belly for an extended period of time, like your edit describes, is pretty bizarre.
What if he was holding her hand on top of it and they were just
Her hand was here and he was like, I think it definitely goes past the territory of him just being an affectionate partner saying hi to the baby or something. Pregnancy fetishes do exist. And while this isn't damning evidence, it's definitely an indicator, at least. As a thought experiment, has he done anything else that might suggest he's one of those guys? I didn't even think about a pregnancy fetish. What?
I don't even know what to look at or how to indicate if that's even true.
What are the indicators? OP responds, someone else commented about this earlier too, but I don't really know what would suggest that one way or another. He does touch my belly a lot. It's basically his default spot he puts his hand on. And he makes a lot of comments/jokes about how big I am. I don't really think either of those things are out of the usual though. I don't know. What?
Huh? That's a wild one.
That is wild. Kenobi 030420 says, not the a-hole, but I'd keep an eye on the boyfriend. I'm pregnant with my second and my husband only touches the bump when I ask him if he wants to feel a kick. Your very new boyfriend having his hands on the bump all the time is strange to me and I'd be worried about a kink. But your sister is no business policing how you live your life as long as you're medically healthy and needs to take a step back and remember what incredible favor you're doing for her and her husband. And Opie says, thank you for sharing your experience. His actions haven't felt out of the norm for me because my ex-husband was also very hands-on when I was pregnant with our daughter. And Massive Homework says, your boyfriend of 2 months isn't the father. Yeah.
He's probably like, I'm the father.
Okay, so I'm trying to rewire my brain to think about this as a possible pregnancy fetish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, what could be the indicators? So one is that he's only been the boyfriend for 2 months. So maybe there's like over attachment to, you know, a child that's not his. He's only been dating this woman for 2 months. So maybe that's an indicator. Second thing, was she pregnant when he first met her? Like, was she visibly pregnant?
Yeah.
You know, was he attracted to her because of that? Now I'm overthinking and there is an update.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I'm very interested in reading these comments because those make sense.
Yeah.
I'm just in awe that this is a possibility.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
And he's like, I have a pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah.
Never had one. This is how I feel comfortable.
No, I feel because because I was thinking of it as just kind of like a comfort thing.
Mm.
As long as she's okay with it and there's consent and she's like, don't touch me, you know, and she's not saying don't touch me or anything. But yeah, no, I'm interested in what you guys think and on what this update says.
Yes.
What's going on here? But before we get into the update, I definitely think not the a-hole on OP's side.
Okay.
Because either way, if this guy does have a pregnancy fetish or not, she's not doing anything wrong. Like, that's her body and her sister can't police it because OP is doing a big favor for her.
Gotcha.
But let's...
John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
A little bit. So I've been a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get in to this update. This is 1 month later.
Okay.
It's been over a month since my original post, and I was surprised by how much interest the post got, so I figured I owed you guys an update post. Sister update. On the sister front, all is well. We talked it over very shortly after my post. Some complicated emotions we had to work through, but we're in a good place now. It is too long to get into here, but I can tell you on this front, it was a very happy ending, and she's very excited to meet her baby next month.
Hello. Aww.
Yay.
Good handshake.
Boyfriend update. This one went a little different. Uh-oh.
Please don't be the pregnancy thing. Please
I really
don't be
hope it's
thing.
Not the pregnancy fetish. But maybe if she's okay with it, I don't know. As long as everyone's okay with what's going on here, I guess it doesn't matter. There were a lot of people in the comments suggesting he had a pregnancy fetish, which previous to my post, I didn't even know existed. I also wasn't aware of that. I pondered on it, but wasn't really sold on the idea. And coincidentally, he actually went on a work trip for about 3 weeks shortly after. So we didn't really talk until he came back to town, which was about a week and a half ago now. Honestly, when he came back, I'd almost like forgotten about that as a possibility. So when I went to see him for the first time in nearly a month at his apartment, and he instantly lifted up my shirt and told me how much bigger I'd gotten, I didn't really think anything of it. He was right. I did actually grow a lot, and it seemed like a normal enough reaction. But looking back on it now, it wasn't even like he hugged me or greeted me or gave me a kiss. It was just straight away right to my bump. Uh-oh. That does seem a little bit suspicious.
That is suspicious. I was thinking of a world.
Yeah.
Where I was
You're thinking
in.
Of a world.
There was a pregnant lady in my life.
Yeah.
How would I greet her? When would I mention to her that she's gotten bigger? Or would I even do that? That's
I
probably
don't know
not
if
a-
I would do that.
Not a solid look.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be like...
You've gained muscle.
I don't know if I would be... Yeah.
That's what I would say.
You look so muscular. You've gained You're muscle so strong.
Because she has.
Yeah. Your wife comes in and you're like, your gains, they're crazy. You've been hitting the protein powder.
Here you go. Just shoveling it in for the baby.
The baby's doing push-ups.
Dude, you better bet my baby's going to be in there.
You put your hand on her stomach and you're like, I can feel the baby doing his sit-ups.
One more.
Keep going. Do it till you drop.
Don't forget to take creatine. Yeah. Yo, I'll just like put a lot of creatine in her coffee and her water. The baby's going
to
come out
knowledge,
like...
To her knowledge. With her knowledge and consent.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Baby's gonna be able to like come out and deadlift 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my baby's not gonna grow up like me, like a little
shrimp. We ended up getting dinner with one of my friends later that same night. Again, me still in some form of either denial or just inattention. I guess just like the last time, I didn't really notice his behavior being weird, but when he went home, I went with her to her house and she had some questions similar to my sister. Is that not exhausting for you? She asked me. Which I was just confused by. All the belly touching and rubbing and the comments and the jokes and stuff, she followed up. And then OP says, it doesn't seem too irregular to me. People make jokes and comments to me all the time. Even you do. Her friend says, sure, I'll make one every now and then. But in a 1 hour dinner, he made so many. Like he described you as his overinflated girlfriend. Something about being ready to pop. Something else about a balloon. And I know there were others I'm forgetting.
You could drop one a day.
You get one.
One a day.
You get maybe max one if your partner's okay with it and they're not rude.
They're like, oh, this is good. Keep it up.
Yeah. If they say, haha, that was funny.
Clever,
witty. But you don't get an hour?
With a friend?
Yeah, this is not your comedy special.
There's so much more to life than your pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah, come on. Do better.
Okay.
I'm a little worried now.
I'm worried.
I'm thinking maybe this is a pregnancy fetish.
I didn't know what, because I thought it was like fetishes are sexual things.
They are.
Oh.
Yeah. I know someone said in a live that they're not inherently sexual, but by definition, it can either be a sexual thing or it's just like an excessive irrational devotion. So it's not necessarily
not
sexual.
On the sexual side.
But usually we use the term to mean a sexual, desire.
Do I have a fetish for protein?
You have an obsession? I guess obsession. That's an excessive or irrational devotion or commitment to a particular thing. And then the example sentence is he had a fetish for writing more opinions each year than any other justice.
Hmm. Like, I don't get a chub whenever I think about protein.
That'd be so interesting if we started using fetish in that way. Fetish for the gym.
Whoa, buddy.
Yeah. Whoa. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
But let's keep going with the story.
The hand touching.
Yeah.
Like the belly touching. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Holding someone's hand for a long time, I'm like, you know how you feel like.
You get clammy.
Clammy, or like, I don't want that physical touch.
Yeah.
The belly rubbing like that, wouldn't you get kind of sick of it?
Yeah. There are times when, you know, someone's like doing a repeated motion and it like physically starts to hurt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Feels weird.
Yeah. And you're like, I can't do this. Like at first it felt good, but then because it's been so long that you're like, okay, stop.
Please. How is she not bothered by it?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she just didn't think about it that way. And now that people are bringing it up to her, that it might be perceived.
She's taking mental notes.
Yeah. She's thinking, oh, it's different now. Hearing it now from my sister, my friend, and from Reddit, it finally clicked for me that maybe, in fact, everyone else was right. I had her drop me off at his place and I confronted him about it. Not in like an aggressive way or anything, but just asked him if it was true. To my surprise, he looked at me in surprise and just said, yeah, I thought you knew. Sorry, I thought it was kind of obvious.
What? Whoa. Hold the fuck. He just
admitted it.
He just was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. You didn't know?
So he has a girlfriend for relatively 6 months.
Yeah.
She gets plumped. What's the word?
She's just more weeks pregnant.
To a point.
Yeah.
She has a bump.
Yeah.
And the bump doesn't show until 2 months in?
It depends person to person. Some people don't show up. I would say
between months 3 and 9. Fact check me, mothers. I love when you guys fact check me. Probably makes me educated. Makes me feel like more of a father. Yeah. Anyways, he has a girlfriend every 6 months and she's pregnant.
Yeah.
That's hard. When you say that's hard to find, single pregnant ladies.
That's true. He's on the hunt.
Hmm.
Well, I want to know what her reaction is, because either she's okay with it and we move forward and everything's fine and dandy, or she's gonna question why he didn't tell her.
I'm curious on how he keeps his fetish up.
Because if she's okay with it, then our story's happy and everyone's good. So we'll see. We had a long talk about it. I don't really think a fetish is inherently a bad thing, and people like to make them more taboo than they need to be. While his behavior was obviously sometimes strange, it was never like violent or honestly even upset me. I told him I would think about if I wanted to continue seeing him, which he was okay with and gave me space. I haven't reached out to him yet, but I'm thinking about it as I did enjoy the time we spent together, even regardless of his inclinations. Anyway, those are the updates. Hope you enjoyed the happy and sort of happy ending for both. So she didn't really make a decision. She's thinking about it.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm glad that she wasn't, you know, or that she didn't feel taken advantage of. That doesn't seem to be her reaction, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that. I mean, I think you have to inform people of a kink that they're participating in unwittingly, you know? Because I don't think kinks are inherently bad, but I do think that you have to have witting participants.
What's the difference between a kink, a type, and a fetish? Let me know. And what do I need to let them know? Guys, let me know in the comments. Kink, fetish, or type?
Which one do you choose? F, marry, kill, kink, fetish, type. Oh, Riley, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm watching you.
No. What are you picking?
Oh.
F, marry, kill.
fuck. Fuck, fetish, marry.
Marry, type. Yeah.
Kill, kink.
Okay.
Because kinks limit you.
No.
And you don't need to be limited.
I feel like fetishes are, you know, I don't know. There's too much gray area with fetishes. I think it's, for me, it's marry type. That one's obvious.
Duh.
F, kink, kink, fetish.
Hmm.
Yeah. But get in the comments. So, what do you guys think?
So what are you fucking, Sophia? Yeah. What's your kink?
I said it. Oh. This next story.
No, I knew it.
Switched at birth. That's the title.
Ooh.
This is an OKOP submitted story.
Whoa. What should our OKOPers do if they have a story?
They should go to our subreddit, r/OKOP show.
Uh-huh.
Or they should call and or text 440-508-6567.
Okay.
Is that right?
That is, I feel like that's the right number. Is it?
I feel like that's the right number. If it's not, you'll see it right here. But let's get into this story straight from the mouths of our very own fans and into your ears. I don't know if this is the right place to post this. This is a throwaway account, as some people I know are on Reddit. Information to know is that this was not in the US and was before hospitals used baby IDs. Basically, I discovered that I, female, was switched at birth. Crazy. I lived a lie all my life and it was taken from me almost immediately. The story I was told is as follows. I had been born the same day as two other babies in the same hospital.
Okay, so the three babies.
My birth mother did not get to see me when I was out, as the nurses rushed me to the cleaning station to bathe me. The other baby had some sort of complication and was kept where I was, but my adoptive parents weren't aware of that yet. My adoptive grandparents were notified immediately, as they were very close to the hospital director. They secretly switched us babies without telling the parents. Oh my God. Whoa. So there's two babies, or there's three babies. One of them had a complication. And so the grandparents were like, oh, well, we don't want the complicated baby, stole a baby and replaced them. That's my understanding. These people are psychos. Oh my God. I was taken to a very well-off family and grew up in a happy environment. The only thing I noticed was that my adoptive grandparents and uncles had discontent towards me.
Wait, the grandparents had discontent?
Yeah, the grandparents... The grandparents who were
the ones that switched you
didn't like you.
How do the uncles know?
I don't know. They probably told them. I studied hard and went to a top university in order to make my parents proud of their only child. My parents always showered me with love. It was all great until my adoptive grandmother showed up with a man my age. What? Like, romantically? I was confused, as were my parents. What adoptive grandmother said felt like ice water being dumped on me. Oh, wait, I know what happened. But I see you in the comments if you see where this is going. She admitted to switching us at birth. How old were they? They must have been... So, oh, they were in college. And the grandma is coming to her now with this adult man and saying, this is actually your child?
What do you do?
Why are you coming now? Why are you fessing up now?
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
I need to know.
She purposely had him watched 24/7, as my birth parents were doctors and had the way to get his condition corrected and under control. I asked my adoptive grandmother about my parents, and she told me that she wanted me to pack up my stuff as we were going to drop me off. Wait. And she told me that she wanted me to pack up my stuff as she was going to drop me off at my real family's home. Her
words.
This is a psycho lady. This lady is psycho.
What the fuck?
So the grandma not only switched the babies illegally, psycho behavior. She also, when OP is in college now, after having been raised by this whole new family, the grandma comes to her and says, here's the actual child. You need to leave? What?
The other fucked up thing was like, yeah, I just had to make sure this condition was under control.
Oh, yeah. No, that's so
wild.
Let
him loose.
No, the grandma's thinking, oh, well, this child might not live. So let's have a backup child. What? I went to my room and bawled into my pillow. When I left my room to get some water, my parents ignored me and were paying attention to their son, Max. What? F him. He doesn't deserve a fake name. Oh, okay. So Max is being doxxed, and this is the actual child. I'm sorry. The parents don't even care. The parents aren't even...
How does Max feel about this?
Yeah. What is this? The grandparents, this whole family is psycho. Him.
I have so many questions. Keep going. What?
I felt the pain again and packed up everything overnight for the coming weekend. I couldn't eat or sleep seeing Max there, smirking at me. Why is he happy about this?
He got a better family now.
There were times he'd say things only to me, like, and none for Gretchen Wieners, or I win, you lose, or I can see why you look so ugly, etc. It hurt. Is this true?
There's no way.
Who says that stuff? Max sounds made up. Max sounds like a made up bully. This is not true. This is a fake story.
I think this is fake.
This has to be fake.
This isn't real.
This is not a real story.
Fuck. All right.
All right, guys, we're getting back into another story because we read a fake story and we don't give you fake stories. We only give you real stories.
That's true.
Only the best stories for you guys.
It was pretty good.
It was a really good story, but it got so wild that both Riley and I didn't believe it anymore.
There's no way that's true. It's on our subreddit if you want to go check it out.
Yeah. Someone in our subreddit tricked us. One of you guys tried to trick us, tried to fool us, and I don't like being fooled. All right. So I discovered that my wife and I share the same biological father. We have a child on the way. What do we do? And what happens next?
You know what they say about incest?
It happens.
It's wrong.
So Plastic Bag Throw 98 says, my wife and I recently discovered that we share the same dad.
Mm.
Yowks.
Makes Christmas easier.
Yowks. We have been together for 8 years and married earlier this year.
Oh.
We have our own home and we're expecting our first child in March 2020. Our bio father is still alive, but we don't want anything to do with him because of this and because he was a bad person.
No, not a incest COVID baby.
I
think you have to be able to
give that kid a break.
Will it balance out? Because incest babies kind of ooh, and then like COVID babies are like, they can do a... Have you ever seen a COVID baby?
No.
Dude, those things walk at 6 months in.
What?
Yeah, they're doing handstands a year in.
What?
Yeah. COVID babies, supernatural. Does this even it out? Supernatural abilities with an incest real genes?
I don't know what you're trying... I don't know if you have a fact check.
Fathers with some COVID source. Babies. Tell me their superpowers. What are they doing that other children don't do?
Apparently, Riley's convinced about this. And I don't think he has the sources to back it up, but we're going to keep going with this.
They're
going to
give me
story.
The sources.
Okay. From what I understand, my father, who is a persona non grata in both households, did not remain in our mother's lives for long. And while I knew a brief bit of info about him, my partner did not, as he was an all around bad, stinky person.
Mm.
Neither of our moms named him on the birth certificate as the father. And in my wife's case, she knew her mom's long-term boyfriend as a father while I gained a stepdad. Our parents do not know this, and we aren't even sure if we should say anything. I will not disclose how we found out, and her mom, who is one of my close friends, admitted to me at a rough moment that her daughter's dad was XX, and how he was, etc. And this, combined with other info, made it clear. We have had a private DNA test taken, and the results suggested we were half-siblings. Ah, yikes. Yikes, what did you, man? What do you do?
Just gotta see it through. I think they're gonna be okay with the baby.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't, you know, your baby has to be born, but what do you do in that marriage, you know? I think I would
I've seen
have to leave.
Incest partners work it out.
I could not.
Couldn't?
Could not be me.
Wow.
I would leave that marriage.
But they're your long, long, long lost brother.
I would leave that marriage.
And like your dad didn't even do anything. It was just like...
I would leave that marriage.
He like just threw the condom away.
No!
And
no!
Some lady actually slipped and...
No! No. Despite this, our feelings for each other have not changed and we do not want to split.
Yeah, that's makes sense. Sucks. But they don't see them as siblings. That's their love partner. They met each other as love partners.
We have known each other since starting school and been through some hard times together. I'm afraid of what this means for us and our child. If that means he'll have any health complications in life, my wife doesn't believe in abortion personally and doesn't wish to terminate her first pregnancy, nor do I want her to. So we mean to see it through and hope for the best. We're lucky and that we don't have a history of illness in our mother's families, at least. So hopefully that's better luck than some.
What are they going to tell the kid?
Oh my God. You don't
when
tell
do you
them.
Tell a kid?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Okay, time out. You have to. What if they're like, oh, 23andMe. Oh, Ancestry.com.
Oh.
What do you do? What do you do whenever you say, oh, mom and dad have the same dad? I don't have two grandpas. I have one.
God, I don't know when you tell that child.
At four.
At four? you're like, sweetie. You're like, sweetie, you know how you have a brother or a sister? That's just like your mommy and I.
Oh, and then they tell everyone at school.
Yeah, they're like, my mommy and sister are siblings. I know incest is against the law and I'm terrified that we could be found out if anyone looked into our histories or if they, I heard they do this, take a DNA sample of our son for genetic testing to make sure he has no health problems and what could happen to us. I am not sure what to do, except maybe ensure that we do not have any more biological children, even if our child turns out without a problem, just to be safe and adopt or something instead. I don't want anyone to find out, so I'm telling Reddit. So I'm keeping info to minimum, and I will not let anything separate us, and neither will she.
Ooh.
What could happen to us? What can or should we do? Should I just bury it? I am in England. Oh boy. And there are some relevant comments. One commenter says, we can obviously not advise you to commit criminal offenses, which means that if you were to have penetrative sex now, that would be an offense contrary to S64 and S65 of the Sexual Offenses Act 2003. For any penetrative sex before you knew, you would likely be okay as a requirement is A, knows or could reasonably be expected to know that he is related to B in that way. An objective test. So that previous activity is most likely fine. Assuming that you will be essentially abstinent or refraining from penetration in future, then your main issues will be with the practicalities. You can try and hide it. And if your child does do a DNA test thing in the future, that might be interesting and gamble with the consequences, or you can deal with them now. The main immediate consequence will be that a marriage within the prohibited degrees of affinity is void. Not voidable, but void. Ab initio, it never occurred. As per S11 of the Matrimonial Causes Act 1973. Half-brothers and half-sisters are included as per Part 1 of Schedule 1 to the Marriage Act 1949. They're coming with facts. They're coming with facts.
Dude, I have to save this for the other ones.
Oh, yeah. You're like, the other incest stories? So much information. Well, this is also in England. So maybe these are laws that apply in England.
Not in Alabama.
If it were to be found out through some means, then the Queen's proctor could bring an action in the family division to recognize that the marriage is void. As for the child, the local authority would almost certainly be involved in the usual way. For instance, in Ex-Children Re 2007 EWHC 1719 Fam. Mumby J, as he then was referred to the fact he was dealing with care proceedings for the children involved. As to what you should do, I'm afraid that is not something this sub can really help you with. I would seek professional help. This is not a unique situation, but of course we'll need very specialized services. Best of luck.
So it seems,
yeah,
if they continue the relationship,
it's illegal.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
Well, it's only legal if they do the dirty deed.
Yeah. If they remain abstinent, then they're fine.
Then they're fine. Would you remain abstinent?
I would leave the relationship.
Okay.
I already There's told you. If yeah. that's ever happened to me, I would leave the relationship.
You just can't, after knowing that from someone, you can't sit there and be like,
no.
Oh yeah, I'm okay with this.
I'm sorry. I just like, I think I would be immediate like, oh my God, I can never think about this in the same way. I'm gone. Bye. Update. I originally asked for some advice and reassurance here last year. I wanted to let people know that our child was born and is healthy, but very tiring baby. And we've taken steps to check on their health and there's nothing out of the ordinary. Thank you to everyone who gave us advice and assurance. We're doing fine, or at least as fine as new parents can be. Our biological father has apparently died over the winter and hopefully anything he knew died with him. So they're relying on no one finding out. My wife and I have reaffirmed that we will take steps together no matter what, but we will be taking steps to ensure we don't have any more biological children to minimize the risk to a child. She has got baby brain at the moment, but if it did come to it, we would consider fostering or adoption at a stretch. I don't know if we'd be looked into for that. It's not our list of priorities right now, but yeah, thank you. Whoa. Yeah. If they stay together and they're like in the future, they want to adopt, they will probably be looked into.
You have to.
You have to be looked into. I think someone's going to find out. I think someone's going to find out one day.
Yeah, this is very tricky.
Yeah.
18 years from now, 25 years from now, someone's going to find out.
Someone's going to find out. And are they going to go to jail?
Of course. Something will happen.
Yeah.
That's tricky. Because when you look at that person, you don't see a sister, you don't see a sibling, you look a partner. I don't know if love's blind. That's the way they see each other.
I just think if I found out that information, I would immediately lose all attraction.
I'm still low-key a little confused how they did not know with the bio dad.
I also am confused how, like, there was something
it's
was
England.
Up. Yeah.
You don't know who your dad is. She doesn't know who her dad is.
Yeah.
You guys live close together. Went to school together.
Yeah.
Proximity is the thing. People those in England
parents,
walk.
Those parents, the moms, should have been a little bit more suspicious.
Ooh.
They should have been a little bit more suspicious.
Yeah. That's so tricky. That's tricky.
But that's so yucky. That is all of our stories. That was a yucky story.
It was a yucky story.
I didn't like it.
It was either a fake one or...
Yeah, a very, very yucky one.
Very yucky one. Give you guys real stuff.
Yeah. What would you guys do in that situation? I personally would leave the relationship immediately.
Smart.
Yeah. Obviously, I would raise that child. It's not the child's fault, but I would leave that relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can co-parent that child.
You have to. You have to leave the relationship. And you have to take care of the kid.
Yeah.
Poor kid. He didn't ask for that.
Poor kid. Bummer.
You love us. Make sure to subscribe.
We love you. And see you tomorrow.
Hey there, beautiful. You just reached the OKOP hotline.
It's so hot.
You got two big, fat, sexy thumbs.
Big, sexy thumbs.
You know what we want you to do with those thumbs?
Stick those little piggies right into Spotify and slide them in OKOP's About section and rate 5 stars.
Or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, God. You're going to make me comment on how many 5-star reviews we received.
Thanks, beautiful.